We have girls basketball scheduled for tonight. Hammond Clark has a road trip at Deer Road Roosevelt. Calumet heads to Bowman Academy. Hammond Wharton hosts Gary Lighthouse, and Whiting heads to Griffith. In pro football, a playoff berth for the Colts is all but out the window after Indy lost to lowly Tampa Bay yesterday.
Wiley has been very dangerous today as a pass catcher for Tampa. Fresh set of downs. Winston to the end zone. Back shoulder. Caught for the touchdown. And Tampa back in front. Rashad Perryman from Winston.
The Colts lost to Tampa Bay 38-35 as Jameis Winston threw for 456 yards and four touchdowns for Tampa. The Bears were idle yesterday, but their playoff chances also took a hit, with Green Bay and Minnesota both winning Sunday afternoon. Monday Night Football for tonight, it's the New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. And a whole bunch of congratulations to hand out in high school football, including to Andrean running back Ryan Walsh, who was named the Post-Tribune newspaper's Offensive Player of the Year, while Hobart's coach Craig Osika was named Coach of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year was a Bricky as well. Matthew Benton was honored by the Post. College football, we now have our final four for the national championship all set. Top-ranked LSU will open against Oklahoma, while second-ranked Ohio State will take on Clemson. Bowl invitations were also handed out yesterday as well. Indiana takes on Tennessee in the Gator Bowl, while Notre Dame has a matchup with Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl. And we close out with another bit of congratulations. This goes out to Gary's merciless Mary McGee, who won the International Boxing Federation World Super Lightweight Women's title this past Friday night. It's been a while since I've seen Mary box, and good to see she's still doing well. Congratulations, Mary, on the victory. Code highlights courtesy of CBS Sports, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.